God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Amen. The Word of God says, then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the highest priest. Peter followed at a distance. And some there were kindled afar in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together. Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw them seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him. But he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are the one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as you were speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the words that the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. At this time, we'll go to God in prayer, and I'm going to ask Miss Sheila Mills to lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. You may be seated. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Do you love me? Boy, that's a big statement, isn't it? Big question. Do you love me? Have you ever had anybody ever ask you that question before? Do you love me? I remember growing up, Mom would say to me, son, will you take out the garbage for your mama? And I would say, what do you think I would say? Oh, yes, Mama. I'm going to get right on that job. I'm going to be right out there, and I'm going to get that garbage out there. I'd say, well, Mama, I'll do it in a minute. And my mom would always look at me and say, honey, if you love your mama, you do what? You'll take out the garbage. Guess what I did? I jumped up and took out the garbage real quick. Love is a big word, isn't it? You can like somebody, but it's even a bigger step to say what? That you love somebody. Like, you'll say, I'll do my as best I can. If there's not anything else going on, I'll do my very best to be around you. I like being around you sometimes, but what? Not all the time. I dislike you. But when you say that you love somebody, that's a deeper meaning, isn't it? Of course, we know somebody that would lay down their life for us, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But when we say that we love somebody, that means that we are going to be there for them. We're going to care for them. If they're hurting, we're hurting. If they need something, we're going to do our very best to be there for them in their hour of need. And I think when you hear that word love, it's to mean something special to you. Have you ever been hurt by somebody that you loved or by somebody that loved you? That's tough, isn't it? When somebody says to you, I love you, and then all of a sudden they're doing things that doesn't show love back towards you, maybe even to the point of saying they don't even know who you are or denying that they ever loved you to begin with. It's a tough one. When we say that we don't love someone and we deny ever knowing them. Peter was somebody that was so close to Jesus, that followed Jesus each and every day of the times that he was being that true disciple. Even to the point where Jesus changed his name from Simon to what? To Peter. And you saw Peter, he was the one that walked on the water, wasn't he? The one that had that faith. It didn't last too long, but he had enough faith to start out with. And Jesus loved Peter. And Peter what? Loved Jesus. Jesus even told Peter that upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And Peter was the one that everybody probably was looking at and saying he was second in command, that he was right below Jesus, and Jesus was going to give him great authority, and Peter was going to be able to go on and do great things. As we see in the scripture that I read to you today, Peter was given instructions from God through his son Jesus Christ. This is what I'm going to need you to do. And Peter, the one that loved Jesus beyond any shadow of a doubt. But look what happened to the love that Peter had for Jesus. Jesus said, this is all I need you to do. Over in John 21, verse 15, it says, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, Son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. So first Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. What does that mean? He entrusted Peter at that point to say, if you love me, you're going to take care of the people around me that I love. The people that are following after me, the people that have been there for me, you are going to be the one that they are going to look to for instruction, and you're going to be there for them. Secondly, he said, take care of my sheep. Basically, I sort of think that's Jesus saying to Peter, if you love me, not only are you going to be there for my sheep, but you're going to be the one that helps them and gives them direction in their life. And the third time Jesus says to them, feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep. Give them what they need. And without hesitation, what did Peter say each and every time? I will, Lord. I love you. It doesn't say that, I like it in the scripture, it doesn't say Peter said, well, I need to think on that. I need to think about if I can do all those things. He didn't say what I would probably do, and a whole bunch of the rest of your guys here. He didn't say, I got to check with my wife first. Amen. And he didn't do that. He didn't go home. He didn't ask for anybody else's advice. As quickly as Jesus answered, he quickly did what? Said, I love you. I love you, Lord. No doubt in my heart and in my mind. But isn't it amazing how that Peter was so great love that he had for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and how much Peter relied upon Jesus, and how much Jesus relied upon Peter, and how that Peter had seen Jesus do some unbelievable, miraculous things all throughout his life. All of a sudden, this disciple that loved Jesus, in the scripture that I read for you, he went from love to what? To denial of ever even knowing him. Just as quickly as he said that he loved Jesus, just as quickly he denied knowing him. Well, that's just terrible, preacher. Why in the world would Peter do such a thing to go from loving Jesus to deny ever knowing Jesus? I'm sure many, many times Jesus has asked Paul Mills that question. Do you love me? And I'm sure many times Jesus has looked at each and every one of you today and looked you in the eyes and that spirit that you feel of Jesus all around about you, and he looks at you and he says, do you love me? And today as a church, when I say that question, we can all say amen to that, can't we? Do you love Jesus this morning? Amen? Debbie, they're just not loud today, are they? You want to do that again? Do you love Jesus this morning? Amen? And you do, right? You love him because he gave you salvation, don't you? You love him because he died upon an old rugged cross for you. You love him because on the third day, the stone was rolled away, and you love him because you know every day that he is with you. And you have that love for him, right? Just like Peter does. How would you like it if Jesus said, if you love me, and I've got some of these if you love me statements here this morning for us to look at. How would you like it if Jesus asked you those same questions just like Peter? Even though they may be tough, would you always say, no matter what, Jesus, no matter what, Lord, I will always love you. First of all, if you love me, read my word. If you love me, read my word. I saw this past week on a billboard over in Edmonton, and I just couldn't help. It sort of gave me the thought for this sermon that I'm sharing with you this morning. It says, what if you changed your cell phone to your Bible? Oh, Lord, preacher's meddling now. He's talking about my cell phone. Oh, no. But we rely on that phone a whole lot, don't we? Be honest. How many times you look at it during the day? There's probably a study out there somewhere that says how many times you look at your phone. Well, preacher, I got to look at my phone to see the what? The weather. I got to look at my phone. If I have a question, I'm going to ask Google, right? Just ask Google. Google's got all the answers. If I want to know anything about anything, I just look on my phone and everything's there. And then you might say, well, Brother Paul, people got to get a hold of me. Well, yeah, they can call you. They can text you. When text first came out, I told everybody I was never, ever, 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 any of the rest of you ever in there? Never, ever, ever, ever going to text anybody. Not going to do it. Never going to do it. But that's how people communicate, right? First week I did that, I got in really trouble. I had a worker's name that was Sherry, and Sheila's name is Sheila, right in those same S's. I was going to text Sheila and say, I love you. Guess who got the text? Sherry got the text. We clarified that real quick. I let everybody know what was going on. But we got those texts, got all these other things, got all kinds of things on our phone. And we say, I don't know if I could. Just think about it. If you took your phone, somebody took your phone away for a day, you would say, oh, Lord, I missed that. I wonder what's going on. I've got to check everything at work. I've got to check my emails. I've got to check all of those things. But I truly believe today that your Bible is more important than any cell phone. Amen? I truly believe today your Bible is better than any cell phone. Amen? Amen. You might say, well, Brother Paul, what do I do? Well, I believe Jesus is better than Google. Amen. Don't you? I believe he is. I believe, are you ready for this? Jesus knows more than Google, doesn't he? Amen. Jesus knows it all. He knows the directions to give you in your life. This is the inspired Word of God. What does that mean? That means that I can pick up a scripture today and I can read it and it says one thing to me, right? It also means I can read that same exact scripture tomorrow and it may say something else to me. What does that say? It's not only the writers of the books in the Bible that is talking to you and giving you instructions, but it's also Jesus breathing life into those scriptures to give you what you need in your life. Do you love me? Do you love me? If you do, read my scriptures and know what word I have for you today. Now don't go home and say, don't go down to that church. That preacher's snatching cell phones. No, I'm not. I'm going to let y'all go home with it. But wouldn't it be great, as much as you think about it, wouldn't it be great to say, Lord, I'm not going to deny you. Lord, I love you. And Lord, I care for you. And Lord, I'm going to do my very best not to deny you, but I am going to know what your word says. Second question that Jesus may have to you. Do you love me enough to tell others about me? Do you love me enough to tell others about me? I believe that you talk about the people you love, don't you? Should be, you want the very best for the people around about you. And all of you that's had kids, you have no worries about telling people how perfect they are and how good they are and how much you love them. And no matter what, you might say other babies are pretty, but you always, oh, my baby was the prettiest, right? You love them from that first heartbeat and you love them for the rest of their life. Of course, Knox is right up there. I got to tell you what, best baby I've ever seen in my life.
But we got all the babies that come into this world, and they are so perfect, and they're so much, and you care about them. And you don't care at all to tell other people about them, do you? But wait till you, all of you parents, wait till you have grandkids. It's a whole different level. You can spoil them. You can give them candy whenever you want to. You can do whatever you want to do. You can let them break some rules every once in a while. Because you know why? They go home. They go home. And you love them. And you care for them. A lot of us in the old days, we carried the people with us that we loved. Remember when we used to have pictures of our kids in our wallets and we would have to put our little books. My mom would get all the little books. They're about this big. And she'd carry them around with Heather's pictures and people that she cared, and she would roll those little books out, and you just pass through. And next time we'd see her, because you didn't get to, nobody text you pictures back then. You didn't, unless you mailed them to somebody. But next time we were together, she'd pull them out and show us all the pictures and show them all, because that's the way that we show that we loved each other. Now we've got our cell phones that I'm going to allow you all to keep, that there's no telling how many pictures are on there, aren't they? Thousands of pictures. I sometimes say, well, I'm going to delete some of those. Well, I'm afraid that I'll push that one button that says select all, and they're all gone, so I don't leave anything forever, right? So we have them, and we care about them, and when we care about them, we talk about them, right? Well, today, let me ask you a question. Who should you love the most in your life? Who should be the person you love the very most? A lot of you say, well, I love my spouse. Yes, you do. You should. I love my kids. Yes, you should. Yep, should. I love my grandkids. Yes. Praise be to God. Come on, get your wind up here, because it's going to be a good amen. We love everybody here at church. Amen? Amen? But beyond that, the person we are supposed to love the most is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you love Him that much? Do you say to yourselves, you know, Lord, I love you everywhere. Are you willing to express that? Does people truly know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that you love Him and you're not afraid to say it? Look how quickly Peter turned. Peter went from, oh, Lord, I love you. It was easy for him to say, I love you, where he was safe. He had people around him. He knew Jesus loved him and the other disciples loved him. He was safe, and he was able to say, Lord, I love you, and Lord, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, you know, I don't know why you're asking me the third time. I've already told you two times I love you. Now you're asking one more time, and Lord, there's no way that I will ever deny knowing you. But when Peter left the safety of the people around him that loved him, and when he was out in the world with the people that didn't love Jesus, didn't love Peter, didn't love the disciples, all of a sudden, as quick as Peter loved Jesus, Peter was just as quick to what? To deny Him. Does that sound like us? Let's be honest. We all should be nodding our heads. We all should be nodding our heads. Because certain times in our life, we've not loved Jesus as much as we should. We've not praised Him as much as we should. When you hear about the miracles, when you hear Dave talk about what Jesus just did for him, that's such a blessing, isn't it? And I'm sure Dave, his love of meter's all the way over on full. And he even did it, you know, and can't do that in the new cars anymore. Back in the old days, y'all remember you used to fill up the tank and you could tap it off a little bit because you wanted to get that extra little bit of mileage out. I'd say Dave's tapped on the top a full, because God has done some great things for him, right? And he loves him so much. But over the course of time, if we're all honest, we sort of lose that lovely feeling of that love. And we just get used to it. What we should be doing in our life is saying, Lord, I love you beyond any shadow of a doubt. I love you when I wake up. I love you when I go to sleep. I love you through everything that I do in my life, and I want the very best not only for myself, but also for the people around about me. So also do we say, used to be,
In years past, you had the slogan, Jesus, take the wheel. Y'all remember that? Jesus, take the wheel. We, some of us, over our course of our life, we've become asleep behind the wheel, haven't we? We've denied knowing Jesus. We've denied knowing that we love Him. So the third question that Jesus would ask you today, how often do you deny knowing Him? I believe we should talk about God right here, don't you? Amen? I believe we should talk about God in the church. Amen? But I also believe we need to talk about God where? Everywhere. Not denying, but saying, God, I love you so much. Are you willing? We do this. We go out to eat and we eat. You sit down to eat, and you maybe with some church folks we're eating with, or maybe it's just me and Sheila, and there's all these other people around about you, and you know, you're hungry. You're hungry, and you're wanting to eat, and they just brought that hamburger out. Boy, it smells good, and their french fries smell good, and you're ready to eat. And all these other people and their eyes on you, how many times have you took that bite and went right through your meal and forgot all about praying and talking to God? I believe today you might not agree with me. That's okay. When you do those things, you're denying Him, aren't you? You're not saying, God, thank you for this meal. Thank you for being there with me. Thank you. But so often we get out there in the world and we're saying, well, what are them people going to think about me? I remember the first time over when I was working in Metcalf County. I'd been all over the place and finally became supervisor in Metcalf County. I was so excited. And they decided they were going to have me a big meal to welcome me as the new supervisor over in Metcalf County. And they fixed a big old meal and even invited Sheila to come over. And she came over and we were going to eat. We sat down around the big table there at my work. And all of a sudden we got ready to eat. And they all started to eat. And I said, wait a minute, don't we pray here? Boy, some of the eyes I got right then wasn't the best in all the world. And I prayed. Some thanked me. Some said, we don't do that here. I said, well, that's okay. They can come down from Frankfort and tell me different. We're still going to pray. What do we need to do out in the world? We need to let people know I'm not going to deny Jesus, but I love Him. So today, think about that this week. Do you love me? Do you love me? First of all, do you love me enough to turn your heart and life over to me? This morning, I want to make sure if there's anybody here. You might say, well, Brother Paul, everybody here knows you. Yes, I do. And I know all of you, and all of you all know me. Yes, I do. But as we talked about in Sunday school this morning, only two people know your heart. You know how that is? It's you and God. Not the preacher. A lot of you, I can look out there and think, boy, I was with them when they were saved. I was there with them when they were baptized. I was with them through their life. But only you and God know about that salvation. What we'd love to do today is for somebody else to come up and say, Lord, I do love you. And Lord, I do want you to come in to my heart and into my life. Maybe you're saying, Brother Paul, I'm going through some tough spots in my life right now. Some things that I don't understand. There are some people that it's hard for me to love. Any of the rest of you ever had anybody hard to love? No, only me. Okay. I'll be your example. But there are some people out in the world today that it's hard to love. And maybe there are some people that's done some things to you. You know, one of the things that I think that's made my life a whole lot easier is I just decided I cannot change other people. You realize that? You can't. Now, you can pray for them. You can be there for them. You can tell them that you love them. But you cannot change anyone else. You have to get that slogan, let go and let God. Let that be peace in my heart and in my life. So today, do you love me? Listen to that call of God this morning as we have our closing song. Joe and Laurie.